Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Sy Musiker. California should extend support to foster youth until they're 21, not cut them off at 18, and create commissions in each county to help reform court oversight of foster care. Those key recommendations came today in the final report of California's Blue Ribbon Commission on Children in Foster Care. California Supreme Court Associate Justice Carlos Moreno chaired the commission. Mr. Moreno, why is it so important to extend foster care support to older youth? Why not cut them off at 18?
First of all, Sy, because I don't think that any reasonable parents would cut loose their own children at 18 years of age. I mean, it's so difficult now for young people to make it on their own. The degree of homelessness, of unemployment, and even criminality really is directly related to older children without any of these supports and services. So we think that that's a critical element of the federal legislation, which passed last year.
Well, explain what you mean by that. I believe Karen Bass, Assembly Speaker, yes, has a bill to extend that support in the Assembly, and that would make California eligible for federal funds?
That's right. That's AB 12. In addition to making California eligible for those federal funds, which I think totals about $71 million, the federal legislation and the counterpart state legislation would also provide kinship assistance to family members and others who agree to provide a home for children in foster care.
Was that not possible before? You could, if you were related to one of these kids, you couldn't get the support?
It was possible, but I think the financial incentives are being increased, and certainly the awareness that this support exists is a critical element. One of the experiences that I know that I've had as a relative caregiver is that, you know, after raising two typical children and then taking on our special needs autistic niece, was that it's hard to navigate the various systems to obtain services and support. So we think that the state and federal legislation, in addition to providing financial support, will also provide other types of support, including, you know, just letting people know what they're entitled to under the law by all rights.
California is home to 75,000 foster youth, more than the system can handle. And you're also recommending reducing the caseload for judicial officers, attorneys, and social workers. How do you accomplish that?
Well, we think that by providing more supports and services for children, by focusing on prevention and early intervention, we hope that we'll be able to keep these kids, you know, with their biological families.
So you could reduce the caseloads by actually just keeping the kids with their families?
Yes, yes, and that will result in tremendous cost savings.
Extending support till the age of 21 seems like an impossible goal this year with the state budget in such a deep hole. Is that recommendation just going to gather dust somewhere?
I certainly hope not. I mean, we have the federal funds that are there. So I think there's a real opportunity now. We really have a bipartisan effort in the legislature. We have the governor behind this. And we also have our judiciary. So with that momentum, with the federal money that's available, and with just an overall concern for these children, I think that notwithstanding the budget situation, I think we can accomplish a lot. A lot of the recommendations involve simply realigning existing resources that we have. So we have a long-term vision with long-term goals that we think ultimately will result in tremendous cost savings that will benefit the children.
Associate Justice Carlos Moreno chaired California's Blue Ribbon Commission on Children in Foster Care. Karen Bass's bill, AB 12, to extend foster care support to foster youth until they're 21, is still in committee hearings in Sacramento. I'm Sy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.